This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, you'll hear a quick review, and then it's Revelation chapter 10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and we are moving on to chapter 10 in Revelation, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters as we continue our journey through the book of Revelation. We'll start in chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, but before we get to that, I just want to review some of what we've gone through thus far. As we have seen before, the sixth seal and the seventh seal, there is a pause or a divine interlude after the sixth seal. Between the sixth seal in chapter 6 and the seventh seal in chapter 8 was the first pause. That first pause was in chapter 7 about the sealed of Israel, 144,000 evangelists, and the multitude of the great tribulation, which is their harvest. The seventh seal opened up a series of trumpet judgments, of which we are currently in between the sixth and seventh trumpet judgments. Last time we were together, we covered the sixth trumpet, which unleashed an army of 200 million strong to bring judgment upon the earth with fire, smoke, and brimstone. One third of mankind was killed, and we ended with talking about how sadly those that were not killed, the half that were left during the tribulation, do not repent of their hands. You know, and I said a very key statement, I'm going to say it again. The heart of man is not changed by punishment. His behavior may be temporarily altered because of the fear of pain, but only the gospel can lead a man to true repentance and to everlasting change. So let's begin by reading chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on land, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God will be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take it and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.